In the Pleasure Groove, Love, Death and Duran Duran by me, John Taylor, with Tom Sykes. Read by the author. Brighton, July 29th, 1981. It's a Monday night at the Brighton Dome, 2 weeks before our third single, Girls on Film, is due out. It's a week after my 21st birthday. The lights go down and Tel Aviv strikes up. We've chosen the haunting, Middle Eastern-inspired instrumental track from our new album to function as a curtain raiser, to let the audience know the show is about to begin. But something strange is happening. None of us can hear the music. What is going on out there? The sound of an audience, getting louder, larger, chanting, screaming. And then, out onto the stage, behind the safety curtain we go, a frisson of fear. We look to each other with nervous glances. Faces are made. Is that for real? We plug in. Bass working, drums beating, keyboards and guitars in tune. Ready. Tel Aviv reaches its coda. Here we go. And the curtain rises on our new life. The power of our instruments, amplified, magnified by PA stacks that reach to the roof, is no match for the overwhelming force of teenage sexual energy that comes surging at us in unstoppable waves from the auditorium. The power of it is palpable. I can feel it take control of my arms, my legs, my fingers for the duration of the opening song. It's unrelenting, waves of it crashing on stage. There is no way we can be heard, but that doesn't matter. No one's listening to us anyway. They have come to hear themselves, to be heard, and what they have to say is this: take me, me!